of course, I have reason to be unhappy. The others may be in delusion, but my misery is real. And so to see, to look through that is an amazing realization that you carry around within the structure of your mind unhappiness. I'm using that as a generic term. The Buddha used the term suffering. Other traditions use the term delusion or illusion, or even sin. Christ is something not right. Always sin has been misinterpreted. Jesus uses it. Dukkha, as the Buddha put it, unsatisfactoriness, suffering, unhappiness. In the seeing of that, it already begins to dissolve. If that level of consciousness out of which the recognition arises is sustained, the structures of human unhappiness, which are the structures of that egoic conditioned mindset, begin to dissolve. And what then happens? It only happens if your attention moves into the now and sustains itself in the now. And so, in order for that deep conditioning to dissolve, the ego likes to make that into a problem too. It says, okay, oh my God, it must take so long to get rid of that illusion of all that unhappiness that is in my mind. How long is it going to take to get rid of all that? If it's taken 100,000 years for it to arise in humans, unhappiness is not, suffering is not a personal problem of anybody. There's nothing personal in it. It's the human condition. If it's taken so long, will it take just as long to get out of it, another 100,000 years? And the ego says, yes, yes, it will. Give me time. That's why there's a strong attraction to cults. Every cult promises something. You are going to be very special. You are going to reach that. Or we, as a collective ego identity, that can easily happen. The little me joins with other little me's and says, us. Same illusion, slightly different form. We against the rest of the world. Some countries do that. We against the rest of the world. Religions, we, us. So sometimes the personal me becomes partly a collective me. Moving out of that illusion. Now, cults give you time and promise something. And the leader usually says, if you stay with me for long enough, you can become like me. Almost, not quite. So, and there's an attraction because time is given. as a spiritual longing, which is the longing to be free of all that, and the ego comes back and uses that very longing and makes more time, gives you, it's need more time, time. So the illusion that a spiritual seeker can easily get trapped in, and not only in the cults, is that I need more time to become free of all that. And the amazing realization is not only do you not need more time, time is the very illusion on which the existence of that mindset, the continuing existence and the survival of that depends. And so in a very subtle way, it will always try to get in there and, please, more time. You don't need another 100,000 years to get out of the illusion that has taken 100,000 or a million years to build up. The beautiful line in the Course in Miracles says, it has taken time to misguide you so completely, but it takes no time at all to be who you are. To be who you are means who you are in your essence underneath the mind structures, the conditioned mind structures. And the only access you have to that is through the little doorway of now. And it's only here, it's only through the power of that is inherent in the present moment that all those mind structures dissolve. The power of the present moment is the power of life itself.